sent a message to Nand Maharaj and all his relatives and dear friends and gopis at Vrindavan that I am going to come to Kurukshetra. You can come and meet me there. So, the Vrajavasis, they all came to Kurukshetra, and in this particular scene, in this pastime, the Vrajavasis come face to face with the Dwarkavasis. And here the Vrajavasis are surprised when they see Lord Krishna not as Brajendranandan Shamsundar, they see him as Dwarkadish. So Krishna is replete with mukut, right, with armor. He is the king of Dwarka. Looking at that, Srimati Radharani, she exclaims that you are the same Krishna and I am the same Radharani. But I don't feel that same kind of happiness when you were in Vrindavan. So you come back with us. So this Rath Yatra is the pastime wherein one draws the chariot, one pulls the chariot, one pulls the Rath of Lord Jagannath from the Jagannath temple, which is actually considered to be Dwarka or Kurukshetra, to Gundicha, which is also known as Sundarachal, which is actually Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years back, he had amazing pastimes in Puri, especially during the festival of Rath Yatra. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a practical teacher. Krishna is the god of law. He says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, first surrender everything, then I will consider you. Whereas Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the god of love. He is distributing the topmost Krishna Prema Rasa to everyone, regardless of qualification. Krishna says, first you give up, then we will talk. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is running behind every person and telling, please chant Hare Krishna, please take this Krishna Prema. In fact, when a person, he goes away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, no, I don't want Krishna Prema. I have nothing to do with you. Not interested. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu runs behind him and he requests him, please take. That is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj used to say that the Hare Krishna Mahamantra was already there before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So what did Mahaprabhu do? Hare Krishna Mahamantra was already there. People were chanting also. What did Mahaprabhu do? So he says, Mahaprabhu, he injected Krishna Prema in this holy name. He injected Krishna Prema in this holy name. So our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that this cleaning of the Gundicha temple is actually cleaning of our heart. There is this song, Mama Mana Mandire. Right? So actually our heart is compared to a temple. And actually this temple is meant for the Supreme Lord Krishna to sit. For Lord Jagannath to sit. Shri Shri Radha Sri Bhagavan ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya ki. So our heart is actually meant to be a sitting place for the Lord. But right now it is full of dirt. So full of dirt, right, we have all these anarthas, namely kam, krodh, lobh, mad, maya, matsarya. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in this particular purport of this verse, he mentions, very interestingly, he mentions some anarthas which so deeply plague our system that our heart is so unclean, it cannot be fit to be a place for Lord Jagannath. So this whole process of Gundicha Marjanam or cleaning of the temple is actually nothing but cleaning of our own heart. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the practical teacher that he is, he shows us how it is to be done. Now the question is, why to clean? Why is this cleanliness important? So cleanliness of the temple is very important. I remember once when I went to one donor, he was saying that the only temple that I visit is your temple here at Juhu. I visit Sri Sri Radharasbiri Mandir. I asked him, why do you go? He said, because this is the only temple which I know in this area which is clean. Many times we go to many temples, right, in India especially, which they are perfect in the pujaris reciting the mantras. But when it comes to cleanliness, right, the temples are not really clean. Srila Prabhupada said that our Hare Krishna movement should be known throughout the world as being revolutionarily clean. He said our temples should be known as being revolutionary clean. Because cleanliness is actually a reflection of our consciousness. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there is this nice pastime when there was this very famous and respected person called Madan Mohan Malviya. And when Madan Mohan Malviya, he had some questions, some doubts, philosophical doubts, that he came to ask Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when he approached Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta told him, first you go out, there the devotees are cleaning the aarti paraphernalia. You also start cleaning the aarti paraphernalia and they will actually answer your questions. So Madan Mohan Malviya, he goes to the devotees who are cleaning and he asks them that I have some questions. The devotees tell him, why don't you clean with us? And then once you are done, then we'll answer your questions. So Madan Mohan Malviya, he was, although so respected and famous, he was humble also. So he also started cleaning. And after cleaning, after some time, when the whole cleaning process was over, then the devotees asked him, so now we have time, we can answer your questions. Please ask. And Madan Mohan Malviya said, I got my answers. I am satisfied. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarked that our process is not just simply talking and discussing philosophy, it is also about doing something practical. Sevon mukhe hi jivado. He says, when we actually serve, then the devotion to Lord Krishna arises. So this practical example of cleaning is what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also advocated. And here we see in this Gundicha Marjan pastime that Sriman Mahaprabhu is also encouraging all the devotees and doing it himself. To start this chapter, this chapter 12 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, cleansing of the Gundicha temple, there is a very interesting pastime with which it starts. So Maharaj Parataparudra, the king of Orissa, he developed a desire to have the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wrote a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that I wish to meet Sriman Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he revealed the contents of this letter to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said that he is a king. How can I possibly see him? What to speak of spiritual advancement? People will point fingers at me. There is no way in which I will give him audience. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied back to the king with what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him. But the king was, he had an intense desire to take darshan of Sriman Mahaprabhu. So he wrote a letter to the devotees, the associates of Sri Chaitanya, requesting them, please give me an audience, please arrange an audience, somehow please arrange that I meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For if this is not done, I will become a mendicant. I will leave everything and become a mendicant. So when this letter, the contents of this letter were read among the associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they contemplated on the seriousness and intensity of devotion of King Prataparudra. They finally concluded that actually this King Prataparudra is actually a great devotee. and we should request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him darshan. But they also knew, if they ask Mahaprabhu directly, Mahaprabhu will refuse. So they said, anyways, let us try and put it in front of Sri Chaitanya. So the whole party, including Advaita Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodara, Nityananda Prabhu, all of them went to Mahaprabhu. And they ask Mahaprabhu. They are actually waiting. They don't ask. They are just, they all sit there and they want to speak, but they can't speak. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, it seems that you have come to ask me something, but I don't know why you are so afraid. Speak out. And Nityananda Prabhu, he says, we don't know how you will react, but actually the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, he wants to take your darshan. Right? He is actually very intensely desiring to meet you, and if you don't give him darshan, he will become a mendicant. He will leave everything. So Mahaprabhu said that I actually have to set the ideal example. How can I meet a king who is Vishayi? He is actually a materialistic person. How can I meet him? So to that, Nityananda Prabhu and all the assembled Vaishnavas, they replied that, Mahaprabhu, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Swayam Bhagavan. You are supremely independent. How are you bound by any rules and regulations? Mahaprabhu said, no, I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the devotee. I am the servant. How can I act in this way? So then, finally, Nityananda Prabhu, he thought of an idea. He said, I have one idea, I have one way in which we can ensure that Maharaj Prataparudra does not leave, and indirectly, we can satisfy him. That is, if you send an outer garment, one of your cloth, we will send that to Maharaj Prataparudra, and that will give him inspiration to continue. So Mahaprabhu said that all of you know better than me what is to be done. I am your servant. You decide and I will do. So then Nityananda Prabhu told his servant Govinda, you arrange Mahaprabhu's cloth. And that they send it to Maharaj Prataparudra, who when received it, he became very happy, jubilant, and started worshipping the cloth as if it were Mahaprabhu. Now, Ramananda Rai, he asked the king for allowing him to associate more with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so that he could be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king gave him permission. On one condition, he said, you must arrange a meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda Rai, when speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to glorify the king. And slowly, gradually, he made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu favorable towards the king. Finally, he arranged a meeting. And then Ramananda Rai tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that King Prataparudra would like to meet you. Please give him darshan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again said, how can I meet the king? On a white cloth, if there is a drop of ink, the whole cloth is useless. If there is a big jar full of milk, if there is one drop of liquor, it is spoiled. Similarly, if I meet this king, all our name, reputation, everything will be spoiled. How can I meet him? But there is one way. If the king's son comes in front of me, I can meet him. I can give him blessings. So then they arranged for the king's son, the prince, to come. And the prince, who was dusky in complexion and was wearing yellow, he came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who became so happy because the prince reminded him of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the prince, thinking and saying that, oh, he is a devotee of Lord Krishna. Anyone who sees this prince will become a devotee, will be reminded of Krishna. And the moment he embraced the prince became very happy and jubilant. He started chanting continuously, Krishna, Krishna, and jumping. Finally, Mahaprabhu cooled him down and told him, every day now you must come with me. The prince became an intimate associate of the Lord. And when the prince went back to his father, Maharaj Prataparudra, the Maharaj embraced him. And with his embrace, he felt as if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is embracing him. And in this way, the king felt pacified. Following this, the Rath Yatra festival was going to come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that he will do the cleaning of the Gundicha temple where Lord Jagannath is going to come and stay for a week. He will do it himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went along with, he went to Kashi Mishra, he went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and the superintendent of the temple, known as the Padicha. Mahaprabhu went to three of them and asked for permission to clean the Gundicha temple. And the Padicha, the superintendent of the temple, he said, "My dear Lord, we have direct orders from the king to act as your servants. Whatever you tell us, we will do." So Mahaprabhu said, "I wish to clean the temple." So then the Padicha said, "Although this is not befitting you, still we will consider your desire to clean the temple as one of your leelas, and we will arrange for the same. Just order me and I will get hundreds of buckets, hundreds of brooms and men and devotees to help you for this cleaning." And the Padisha, understanding the desire of the Lord, immediately summoned for hundreds of men, and within a short period of time, so many people came with water buckets and brooms, fresh brooms. And Mahaprabhu, you know, because so many devotees had come from Bengal, so many devotees had come from Orissa, Mahaprabhu himself smeared sandalwood pulp on them and then personally gave them brooms. Mahaprabhu personally gave them brooms and then told them, "Let us start." So they began cleaning. They began cleaning the temple, brooming the temple. And Mahaprabhu, he went to the Simhasana, the throne of Lord Jagannath, and personally he took his own cloth and he was scrubbing. He called for more water, and with the water they were pouring the water on the walls and on the ceiling. And with that, the entire temple seemed to be cleansed. Mahaprabhu, he took all the straw, the pieces of straw, dust, grains, he took all of that, wrapped it in his cloth, and threw it outside, indicating how important, you know, he was using his own personal cloth, indicating how important it was to clean personally. And all the devotees, they followed, they were looking at Sriman Mahaprabhu and they followed in his footsteps. Mahaprabhu encouraged all the devotees. He told them, whoever's pile of dust is greater, he is a better servant. He is doing his job very nicely. So there was a transcendental competition between the devotees. Who will pile more dust outside the temple? Meaning, who will do the inner cleaning very nicely? And needless to say, Sriman Mahaprabhu's pile was the largest. So he taught by example. In fact, there are a few nice verses which I thought we will recite. Nijavastre Kaila Prabhu Griya Samarjana Mahaprabhu Nijavastre Majila Simhasana. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes. He mopped the throne. He polished the throne with them also. Shataghata jale haila mandira marjana mandira shodhiya kaila yena nijamana. In this way, all the rooms were cleaned with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. Nirmala shitala snigda karila mandire apana ridaya yena dharila bahire. When the temple was cleaned, it was purified, clean, cool and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. It felt as if it was as cool as the Lord's own mind. शत शत जन जल भरे सरोवरे घाटे स्थान नाही केहा कूपे जल भरे. सिंस हंड्रेड्स ऑफ मेन वर एंगेज्ड इन ब्रिंगिंग वॉटर फ्रॉम द लेक देर वॉज नो प्लेस टू स्टैंड ऑन द बैंक्स. कॉन्सिक्वेंटली समवन बिगैन टू ड्रॉ वॉटर फ्रॉम अ वेल. एवरीबडी वॉज सो इंस्पायर्ड टू क्लीन दिस नियर बाय इंद्रयुम्न सरोवर was the place from which everybody was taking the water pots and going and giving it to Mahaprabhu and all the devotees inside the temple for cleaning. So enthusiastic were the devotees that there was no place to stand on the banks of the Sarovar. So somebody else went to the well and started fetching water from there. Purna kumbha lana aise shata bhakta gana shunya ghata lana yaya ara shata jana. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots. Hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. So constant devotees, they were filling up the pots of water and assisting Mahaprabhu in this way. Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghatera prarthana, Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghata samarpana. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna Krishna, and another delivered a pot while chanting Krishna Krishna. So they were not even asking that please get the water pot. They were just saying Krishna Krishna, giving the pot. Somebody else brought it and giving Krishna Krishna. Yei yei kahe se kahe Krishna name, Krishna nama haila sanketa sabakame. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. If they wanted something, they just used to say Krishna. And automatically the opposite person from within the heart, he was inspired. Acha, he wants this. And he used to get it. Prema veshe prabhu kahe Krishna Krishna nama, ekale prema veshe kare shat janera kama. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love. He himself was performing the work of 100 men. He himself was doing work of 100 men. Shata haste karena yena shalana marjana pratijana pasheya karana shikshana. So it appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee with a view to teach him how to work. So Mahaprabhu himself is teaching how to do. Bhala karma dekhitare kare prashamashana mane na milele kare pavitra bhartsana. When he saw that somebody was doing nicely, he praised him. But if he saw that somebody was not working to his satisfaction, immediately he chastised that person, not bearing any grudge. So Mahaprabhu, if he sees any person doing well, he used to say, good, good job. If somebody didn't do, he used to chastise. Tumi bhala kariyacha शिकाहा अन्य रे ऐ मता भाला कर्मा से हो ये ना करे. The Lord would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so they may act in the same way. So see, this is Mahaprabhu's way of chastising. Somebody who is not doing good, he is telling, you have done very good. Teach it to others also. Now he is not doing good. So automatically, the devotees used to feel ashamed. That is what is said in the next verse. एकठा शून्य सबे संकुचित हाना भला माते कर्म करे सब मान दिया. As soon as they heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus, they began to work with great attention. So these devotees, right? Actually, this is an important lesson. Mahaprabhu, as the practical teacher, he is teaching how to chastise also. Many times it happens with us that when we chastise somebody, all our inner frustration and anxiety, disappointment, everything comes out. And generally it happens on a junior. Right? Everything comes out and we really chastise. But here we see Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to chastise also. Here it is mentioned, he is chastising without grudge. And Srila Prabhupada also, we find that this is how even he used to chastise. The disciples used to say, Srila Prabhupada, when he used to chastise, he used to be like a thunderbolt. And suddenly, the next moment, he used to speak very, very sweetly. So not that there was a grudge. The intention behind the chastisement was to inspire the devotee to do better devotional service. That is the principle of chastisement we learn from Mahaprabhu. And also importantly, we see how the devotees also reciprocated. The devotees who were chastised, they did not feel that, oh, Mahaprabhu has chastised us, we are good for nothing. And they used to sit in one corner and cry. They didn't do that. Right? They said they used to feel ashamed. Oh, I am not doing properly. Mahaprabhu is not happy. So let me work harder to please him. Let me put more attention. Let me give more effort. Let me put more effort so that I can please Mahaprabhu. So this is what the mood of the devotees was. Then there was a Gaudiya, there was a Bengali Vaishnava who came and he washed Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Shri Shri Radha Sri Bhagavan ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gaur Nithai ki. So there was a Bengali Vaishnava who came and he washed Mahaprabhu's feet, and somebody else took the Charanamrit. Mahaprabhu became very angry. Right? He became very angry, saying that in front, in the temple, right, ordinary soul should not be worshipped. And he said that this is actually aparadha. So Mahaprabhu got angry on the devotee. Sarup Damodar understood. So he pushed that devotee outside, saying, you go out. And then finally the devotee asked forgiveness from Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu forgave him. Then this is one time cleaning was done. Then Mahaprabhu, what he did, he told the devotees, now let us do second round. So once they have already cleaned, Hare Krishna, yeah. They already cleaned the temple once. Now Mahaprabhu inspired the devotees to clean the temple second time. And second time they put even more effort, because now Mahaprabhu inspired them to that even the small particles of straw, grain and dust, even they should not be there. He inspired them that the temple should be spotlessly clean. So all the devotees work harder. And even the finer spots they cleaned in the temple. And then we come to this verse. Ei mata puradwar aage pathayata sakala shodhilata tha kevani beta tha. So outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed. And no one could tell exactly how this was done. Now what they did, they didn't even clean, they didn't only clean the temple, they cleaned the road outside the temple also. Why? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he comments that Mahaprabhu did not want that after cleaning the temple, dust particles from outside come. So they cleaned the road also. Now, in this purport of this particular verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions many important points. Hare Krishna. So, he talks about, actually speaking, this cleaning of the temple is actually cleaning of our heart. And our heart is filled with so many impurities. What are these impurities? Egoistic desires and material attachments. So Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in this purport, he says, a material desire is explained as the desire to enjoy this material world to its fullest extent. In other words, it is economic development in today's modern age, Srila Prabhupada mentions. In modern language, this is known as economic development, meaning a person is thinking, how I can make more money. And Srila Prabhupada mentions, these desires for economic development are considered to be the grains, the dust and the straw in the heart, which actually have to be cleansed. And Narottam Das Thakur, he mentions, samsara vishanale divya nishi hiya jale judhitena kainu upay. In other words, the endeavor for material opulence is against the principle of devotional service. Atyahara prayashascha, we see in the Nectar of Instruction, atyahara prayashascha prajalpo niyamagraha. So too much endeavor for material opulence, that is actually, it pulls down one's bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example that this is compared to an elephant's bathing. Elephant takes bath, comes out and again rolls in the mud. So then why did he take bath in the first place? So the real problem, Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, that the conditioned soul is feeling so much hankering, so much problems, material problems, which he thinks he can mitigate it by the fulfillment of his material desires. But actually, the mitigation can only be done when one actually becomes purified by this process of Shravan Kirtan, by this process of Krishna consciousness. So, interestingly, there are these six anarthas which are mentioned here in this purport. And we'll end the discussion with this particular, these anarthas. So the first one which is mentioned is known as Kutinati. Second is Prathishtasha, Jiva Hamsa, Nishadhachar, Kama and Puja. So the first is Kutinati. Kutinati means duplicity. So just like example, somebody would like to become like Haridas Thakur, imitate Haridas Thakur, by sitting in a solitary place and act as if he is chanting. But it is only for name and fame, so that others may say that he is a great devotee. So actually this is an example of Kutinati. Why? Because actually within the heart of this person, there is still so much of desire for material enjoyment. He is thinking about about women, about money, about name, fame, and he is acting as if he is Haridas Thakur. So this is something that we should safeguard ourselves against, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport. Second, he mentions Jiva Hamsa. Jiva Hamsa doesn't only mean harming other entities, it actually means being envious of anyone else. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Jiva Hamsa actually means that anybody who is stopping the preaching and propagation of this Krishna consciousness movement, he is actually committing Jiva Hamsa. And at the same time, one must actually also at an individual level be very careful that one is not acting out of envy towards other devotees. Because that also comes in this category of Jiva Hamsa. The third is mentioned as Nishidhachar, meaning accepting things forbidden in the Shastra. So we understand that there are the Shastric injunctions one should follow. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself taught, right, he says, Asat Sanga Tyaga Ay Vaishnava Achara, Stri Sanghi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta Ara. The Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people, right? Of ordinary materialistic people. And always take satsanga, meaning take association. One more is mentioned, which is puja, hankering for popularity. Now, there is one interesting thing. There was an incident wherein a Western devotee, he went to Puri. And he went to, they were not allowed to take darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, but they were allowed to go to the Tota Gopinath temple and to Haridas Thakur Samadhi, Siddha Bakul. So they went to the Siddha Bakul, and one foreign devotee, he gave $1,000 to the pujari, saying, you give me that mala on which Haridas Thakur chanted, thinking that he gets that mala and he will achieve prema. This is what he thought. Actually, you know, he thought, I will be liberated, I will have bhakti if I get this mala. And actually he got it also. But actually this is considered to be an offense. Right? That actually the cleaning process happens, which is an internal process, when one sincerely tries to chant attentively, not by such artificial imitation. So we find that in these ways, these are six anarthas, Kutinati, Jiva Hamsa, Nishidachar, the desire for puja, la pratishta. These actually, even for a person who is a sadhaka, they can actually become detrimental. So this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaned the road also. Because he didn't want that after starting the process of cleaning in the temple, outside dust comes in. So these are some anarthas which may come to a sadhaka even after he has started the process. Therefore, it is so important that he is very careful of the same. So Prabhupada mentions, he says that devotional service means attaining peace from all disturbances caused by material contamination. Material contamination causes so much of disturbance. And actually when a person gets purified, his mind can actually become peaceful only then. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually taught us, personally, by personal example, by doing the cleaning process himself, and how we need to prepare our heart to become a resting place for the Lord by engaging in this process of cleaning. In fact, when the Lord used to see that a devotee is cleaning very nicely, he used to become very happy that he is actually undertaking this process of anartha nivritti very diligently. So this process is called anartha nivritti, the cleaning of unwanted things in the heart. And thus this cleaning of Gundicha Marjan, it was actually conducted by Sriman Mahaprabhu to show us that the heart has to be cleaned and soothed to receive Lord Krishna and enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. And this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself practiced, preached, and he engaged all the devotees by the preliminary process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Gundicha Marjan ki. Yes. Anybody has any comments or questions? Actually, today is the day to do something practical. Hare Krishna.